It's 9:04. This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Colorado's COVID-19 situation shows promising signs, but transmission and hospitalizations are still elevated. The seven-day positivity rate dropped below 7% Monday, but it's still above the worrisome 5% threshold. The state recorded nearly 1,300 patients hospitalized with coronavirus. That's a drop of almost 300 in the last 3 weeks and the lowest they've been in a month. A Pueblo rancher will spend more than 3 years in prison for his role in a multi-million dollar cattle investment scheme. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The U.S. District Attorney for Colorado says rancher Richard Sears ran the scheme for about 7 years. Sears would charge an entry fee to develop a new breed of cattle for investors' benefit. Then he'd lease back the cows for a set period of time and promise to cover expenses and pay investors back a cash return. Sears almost never made those payments and got caught by investigators with the IRS and Postal Service in 2015. He'll pay almost $5 million in restitution as a part of his sentence. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Residents on the Front Range and Eastern Plains can expect strong winds tomorrow. Gusts are forecast to reach 60 miles per hour. It could hit up to 100 miles an hour near the foothills. The National Weather Service warns people to avoid burning anything outside as high winds can fuel dangerous fire conditions. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.